Gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dadcast. Could not be in the presence of any better gentleman. You, sir, I have very much respect for. You know what I mean? You're my big bro, and I want to talk to you later about some, I don't know how to say it, but the industry you're in. And matter of fact, you both are in the same industry. So we'll talk about that later. But you, sir, yes, I have known since 12.
Junior high?
Yeah. Like 11, 12?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, 28 years.
That's a long time.
Yes. All right. So this is going to be a great conversation. Sir, did you have dad in the house?
Yeah. My dad was there.
Yeah?
Yeah, my dad was there, man. Yeah.
Was he there or was he there? Like, does that make sense? Like,
yeah, he was there, but, I mean, like...
What, so he lived in the house?
He lived in the house. He was there, man. Worked two jobs forever.
Wow.
Worked two jobs forever. Hard working brother.
Okay.
Kind of quiet. Quiet brother.
Okay. How old was he when you were born?
28. He was
28
when
I was born. Okay. Yeah. How old were you when... How old was your dad when you were born?
28.
Oh, fair. Dope. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Talk about alignment, right?
Yeah.
Okay. That's dope. Okay. So, that's interesting. This conversation is going to take a couple of turns now. It'll just change everything now. Do you... Was your dad's dad in his life?
No, my grandfather was murdered when my dad was 2 years old, and he was murdered by my great grandfather.
I'm off this part. I'm not here for that.
Yeah,
I was not ready for that.
But another man raised my dad.
Okay.
So my grandmother remarried when my dad was a little boy.
Okay.
And he raised my dad.
That's a hell of a story right there, brother. Sheesh. Sir, was your dad's dad in his life?
Yes.
He was. Okay. And, like, consistent and... Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, there's no... On both sides of my family, there's no breaking the chain.
Okay. Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Going back to Texas, going back to Arkansas, there's no breaking the chain.
Okay. I have none of that. Wow.
Great grandparents, great grandparents, and if I can remember my mother's family tree on both sides, even the great great grandparents together.
Wow. That's dope. That's dope. Okay. I'm super excited to hear that all. Wow. What if you can give me like some principles, both of you? Think about principles, right?
Mm-hmm.
And think about guidance. Like, what are some things that your fathers gave you? Because my dad was not in my life. My uncles raised me. I had uncles on both sides that raised me. As well as most of my best friend's fathers raised me. Like, I call my best friend's dad to this day. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Like, I got like five best friends, and to this day, I'm like, Dad, yo, Dad.
That's
like,
cool.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I walk in, like, day one, I never said Mr. Such and Such,
right,
or, you know, call them by their first name. I never would. Like, that's disrespectful.
Right.
You know? Dad, day one.
Right.
And I, as well as Cliff Huxtable. You know what I mean? Like, he raised me.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because dad wasn't there. So, I learned so much from them.
Principles.
What are some principles? What are some things, you know, the wisdom or some amazing things that your dad either taught you verbally or... physically, you know what I mean? Because sometimes, like you said, like dad wasn't very verbal. mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So what are some things that, you know, he gave you?
He he was an avid believer in being early. Like, if you on time, you late.
Yes.
It was like, always be early. Mm-hmm. He also believed in, like, hard work. Mm-hmm. Like,
that's a generation, though, too.
Yes. If you want something, you got to work hard. You got to work hard for it. Mm-hmm. And the way he taught me how to work hard was, I remember as a kid, I would have to cut our grass and the neighbor's grass every week.
Both sides?
Both sides. Every week. Rake the leaves, cut the yard. My dad owned a gas station.
Really? That's what's up.
My dad owned a gas station.
Yeah, that's what's up.
When they had full service. And at 11, I was out there pumping gas, sweeping the floors.
Ah, yeah, we're going to have to talk.
So it was always hard work. And another one was, don't lie. Mm.
Yeah. And I can hear that in you a lot. Like, you know, you're very cut, like, I don't want to say cutthroat, but very blunt.
Yeah.
Like, you know what, I'm going to give you to you how it is.
Right.
Like, I ain't going to lie to you.
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to tell you the truth.
This is what it is.
Man.
It's cold, but you want to get off it.
So do you think I'll ever have a beer?
Yeah. You just got to let it wolf. You got to keep letting it wolf.
All right. Sir.
Piggybacking off of, at the core of everything, hard work. My father didn't accept excuses. Mm. No excuses. If I didn't get it done, it was because I didn't get it done. So at the core of it, there's no excuses. Hard work, of course, because my grandfather, my dad spent his childhood working at his uncle's gas station. With all his uncles basically at that gas station. Then my Saturday mornings, so that I can learn hard work, so I can learn how to save money, so I can understand. The second thing I guess, pride in work. If you're gonna do something, do it well. There's no sense of doing something doing it halfway. Yeah. Do it right the first time. And when you're talking about gardening, you can't just excuse my language, half ass when you're cutting the lawn.
We're good with big.
I'm more concerned about this young man here in my language.
Oh no,
excuse
trust
me.
He's like, I heard some words. He's like, so, I heard some words, bro. That's the least of my bad.
I remember my father. I botched cutting the lawn one day. You know, so that night I was back out there. Oh, that was the last time I botched cutting the lawn.
Right.
You know, the last time I did that. My mother also reinforced that as well. I was lazy with my homework one time, but my mother came in and said, absolutely not. Tore it up. That was the last time I was ever lazy with any part of my life. That was the last time I was ever lazy. That was the last time I half-assed any part of my life. And from that point on, every part of my life was either I'm going to do it or I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
There was no maybe. It was like Yoda said, there is no try. You do or do not. I would like to give my father credit for my faith, even though he spent a lot of time undermining it.
Mm-hmm. No one's perfect.
Yeah. I give my dad credit for the same concept as not lying, even though he later years proved that it was do as I say, not as I do, mm-hmm. sort of thing. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's sounds like we got the same kind of dad.
That's awesome, man. That's an awesome story, man. And I love synchronicity. And when we get off of this podcast, like, I'll introduce you guys to each other, and I'm sure you guys can help each other on a whole nother level, because I know exactly what you both do for a living. So mm-hmm. I know that there's some things here that mm-hmm. that can benefit us all. I am thoroughly impressed by you both, you know, as men, you know, but not just as men, but as fathers. So we'll get off the father situation now and move to you both being fathers. What are some things that you wanted, I keep saying the word in part, but I think I need to start doing like going on the thesaurus and like finding better words. But like, what are some things that you want to instill? Yes. Mm-hmm. Like, what do you? First of all, like for me, it's what's the word I'm looking for? Please, thank you. One of my favorite words is just making sure that my daughter knows that, because I have a daughter. You have daughters. You have a daughter and a son.
No, I got two sons.
Really? Yeah. I didn't know you had two sons. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
We got Chuck Patrol later on with my daughter Dayton.
I just had a dope podcast earlier.
I'm so serious.
I had a dope podcast earlier. You know what? Let me give you something real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Your daughter dating? You're not comfortable.
Oh no! It was a joke.
Oh, okay. As long as you're comfortable.
Oh yeah. No,
oh, okay. Because I was gonna give you some wisdom.
That's the way the world works. You have to.
Yeah, that, exactly.
And
that's
I have to own a lot of guns. So yeah. It's not. It's cool.
You don't need guns. And that's what I'm saying. Like,
no, I had one of my best friends told me. He said, "I don't have to worry about that because I don't have to worry about knuckleheads because I'm not raising a knucklehead daughter."
There it is.
And I said, "That's fair."
That's it. She's gonna make her own decisions. Be smart. You know, you don't. Yeah. She's not gonna attract a knucklehead
if she's not a knucklehead. True.
Exactly. So okay.
But
back to the situation. So, what are some things that you want to instill in your children? Like, what's really important to you? Because one day you're not going to be here, mm-hmm. right? And in case you're not here tomorrow, God forbid, right? What is something that you want to leave with him?
That he can do anything he put his mind to.
Amen.
That, you know, focus and hard work, he can do anything.
Okay.
He may have to put up with some bullshit.
Yes.
But
there will be obstacles.
There will be obstacles.
That is life.
For him being a black man, and I want him to be aware of it. Uh-huh. Like, you know.
Know it's coming.
Know it's coming. Some bullshit's coming.
Yeah.
But beat the bullshit with your mind.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And you can beat it.
And you mm-hmm. can beat it. So can't nobody stop you. Mm-hmm. If you put the work in, the hard work, something you want to do, you can do it, but nobody's gonna give it to you.
No.
So you can't complain about you ain't got this. Just get back to work and keep your eye, chase the dream.
With keep everything.
With everything, everything you got, mm-hmm. man, it'll take care of itself.
I love it, sir. I know you.
No, I'm just gonna piggyback. No excuses.
Yeah.
There is no excuse for you not achieving your goal.
Yeah,
none.
Because we have this discussion often.
Yeah, there's no. Yeah, I mean, he just said it. Like, life. My father used to always tell me, life is a boxing match. You better learn how to fight. The Bible tells us that the devil is like a lion, sitting there waiting on you to slip up. So you better put on the armor of God. When you leave your house, you better leave your house equipped. So with those two things, what that tells me is, life is waiting on you. It's waiting on you. It's just waiting out there to trip you up. A, you got to know it's waiting out there. You got to know your enemy, life, and it's an equal opportunist. It's not gonna wait for you. It's gonna be there at any moment that you feel like it's there. And it's coming for you. Mm. And it's one of the most important things my father taught me was life is coming for you. Mm. And I used to be like, dude, that's so weird. That's so weird. He was like, no, life is coming for you. You specifically, it's coming for you. It's coming after you. It seeks to be. It's coming for you. So you better be prepared. So I seek to educate and prepare, mm-hmm. and I can umbrella all of that under the saying, keep my daughter safe. Mm-hmm. Because I can't keep them safe if they're not equipped, mm-hmm. prepared, if they're not loaded with education, perseverance, God, and.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty sure if you would have kept going, you'd say everything I just said. I mean,
I mean, my son goes to a predominantly white school, and I tell him, your job is to go get the information and come back to the community and help somebody.
Right.
You gotta you go get the information.
Right.
And just know that I told him this the other day. Life is not gonna always be fair.
Life is not fair.
I said, but you keep going.
Yeah.
You keep going.
And I think that's another thing that my father always told me, that life is not fair.
Yeah.
So I never grew up with a sense of, you know, it's going to be quid pro quo all the time. Like, it's in my entire life, it's never been the equal amount of giving back for the energy that I've put out.
Right.
And so all my life, I've been okay with that.
Right.
I'm like, no, it's fine. I can work harder. That's not an issue. And I use an example in college. My best friend, I studied with my best friend one time. We in his house, he turns on Busta Rhymes. Now, he's a biology major, and he's reading and studying the Busta Rhymes. I'm a double major in history and psychology. Well, I can't focus for crap.
Right.
We get done studying. He's good. He's got it. I go to the library. Well, I can't process as fast as he does under those situations, so I had to go put in extra time.
Right.
Now, that's not fair.
Right.
But so what? Right. I gotta do what I gotta do. Right. And I cannot, and I've never been, my dad never let me look at somebody else and go, well, they get to. No. You keep your eye in your, that's a left track. You stay in your lane.
Yeah. Now, I forgot one more thing. Like, I'm telling him, we don't deal in hope.
No. You don't have to.
We don't deal in hope. We go get it.
Yeah. I dream in color.
Yeah.
And my dreams come true.
Yeah.
Work, baby, work.
Like, they may not come true all at one time or exactly according to the time that I was gonna, but my dreams come true.
Yeah.
I have the wife of my dreams. I have my apartment buildings. I've got kids of my dreams. I wish I would have had all this when I was 28.
Right, of course.
That would have been better.
Right.
So it took me a little bit longer.
Right.
So what? I dream in color.
Right.
All right. Yeah. I love it. Wow. How old are your children?
3 and 4 months.
3 and 4 months, and they're both daughters.
Yes.
Correct.
Mine is 27 and 8.
I'll trade you. You want to start all over?
Man. I'm with it. I got this 12-year-old. Like, I'm right there in the middle.
Yes, sir.
This is awesome. So, okay. Conversation is perfectly aligned. Wow, I'm thoroughly impressed by you gentlemen. You know what? Like, you guys imparted and just given so much wisdom so fast. Like, I literally had a conversation earlier with one of my good buddies that we went to middle school with. I'll talk to you about it later.
Okay.
We talked for 2 hours.
Oh, wow.
We talked for 2 hours.
That's
but this conversation has been like 15 minutes. Both of you, let me leave it at this. Sir, both of you, I would love, what would you like to give the world? Like, just say, like, just leave us with some wisdom. Like, if you could leave any and everybody listening right now one or several things.
I would say chase your dream with everything you got.
Okay.
With your soul.
Your soul. Give it your all.
Give it with your soul. And don't ever give up on your dream.
Amen. All right. Sir? Do you need a minute?
No.
Because I have one. Okay.
I will say that. You can do all things through Christ that strengthens you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. God is bigger.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what you got going on,
mm-hmm.
God is bigger. Unfortunately, this doesn't apply to atheists.
Right.
But thank you for that.
Because there are some people that listen that don't believe in God.
Right.
And I'm okay with that.
That's fine. To each their own. God uses everybody.
Yeah. Right.
Just because you don't believe doesn't mean he doesn't exist. Right. But no, I would say that, like, God is bigger than your circumstance. He's bigger than your issues. He's bigger than your problems. And also, there's always somebody who's come from a lot worse that's done a lot more.
Yes. Yep.
So get to work.
Yep.
And I'm going to leave it on this note. I never forget. I put my daughter in tennis. We had a tennis coach for like a hot minute. And this dude was like, he was like mad aggressive, you know what I mean? And he would say things and do things, and me coming as a coach myself, you know what I mean? Because I was coaching soccer. My daughter was goofing off or, you know, not following directions, and he didn't have an assistant at all whatsoever, right? And she was just, she wasn't just goofing off, but she couldn't pick up what he was teaching as fast as, because it was like her first, you know, one or two classes, right? Mm-hmm. She wasn't picking up the things that he was teaching her as fast as she should have, so to speak, right? So I was literally jumping in his practice, being his assistant, and I didn't even know the man yet. You know what I mean? Like, I'm jumping in, just, you know, trying to help out, but all I'm doing is echoing what he's saying. Like, I wouldn't, you know, try to overstep my boundaries. Right. You know, I wasn't trying to, you know, teach his course, because I obviously didn't know tennis. Right. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, what can I do? All I'm doing is repeating what he's saying,
right,
but trying to help out.
Right.
So I go home that night, and I'm telling my ex, you know, the situation, and she goes, yo, you should check yourself. Like, were you overstepping your boundaries? Like, was he okay with that? And I was like, damn. I don't know if he's okay with that. So I called him. And I said, yo, man, I just want to let you know I apologize if I overstepped my boundaries today. You know what I mean? I want to respect your space.
Right.
I have nothing but respect for what you're doing and how you're doing it. And you know what he said to me? He said, I absolutely love when black men step in and show up. He said, I have nothing but respect for what you did tonight. What I need you to do is exhaust. And this is what he told me. He says, exhaust all your resources.
Yeah.
Exhaust all your resources.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In your family.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, yo, I'm with that.
Yeah.
And then that just helped me gear up. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like,
right.
I turned up a level after that. I was like, wait, I'm already putting in work. I'm already stepping on the gas.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But am I exhausting all my resources?
Right.
That's a whole nother level, isn't it?
It is.
Exhausting all of your resources. I was like, oh, it's go time. This is a 60-some-odd-year-old man.
Right. That's fair, yeah.
You know what I mean? And I just blew my mind. I said, no, I'm not exhausting all my resources. I got my foot on the gas.
Right.
But I ain't smashing.
I ain't ran out of gas yet. I ain't, like, you know what I mean? Like, really giving it all of my all.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what? It's no time. And that really helped me. It really helped me a lot, man. And I'm so grateful for that conversation. And, you know,
we got to run.
No worries, sir.
Just the whole opportunity, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm thankful for you two gentlemen and your time and your conversation and your information. You guys, this is the podcast, the Dadcast. Please check in with me. If you want to, please email me at, drop me some comments, email me at themarkofgenius@gmail.com. That's Mark, M-A-R-C. We in here goofing off, man. We having a good time. Yo. So, thank you guys so much for listening. Please contact me anytime. Reach out. Let me know some real stuff. I hope this worked out for you all. And contact me, please. Thank you so much. Have a great day. Peace and blessings. And let's live it up. Great time, Dad.